Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partners for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Since September, the U.S. military has struck 9 boats, mostly in the Caribbean, but 2 in the last 2 days were in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The U.S. government, led by President Trump, said these are the work of drug traffickers. Asked at the White House why he has not shown evidence, he did not answer that question directly, but said,
"But we know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat. I'll let Pete discuss it a little bit, but they have incredible intelligence."
Referring to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who said the U.S. has all the license necessary for these strikes, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president did not break any laws and was able to demolish the east wing of the White House. That work continues to build the new ballroom. Jonathan Rinderknecht, the man accused of starting the deadly Palisades fire in Southern California, pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. This is ABC News. The ongoing government shutdown has delayed some key reports, and Friday, a federal report on inflation will be released more than a week after it was expected. That could be a key data point. It's one of the few that will be released before the next Federal Reserve meeting. Data points emerging from an unlikely source in Texas about that state's economy, the Texas State Fair. It runs for 24 days, and operators are now sounding the alarm about what they saw.
The State Fair of Texas has been an annual tradition since 1886, drawing as many as 2.5 million visitors. The problem:
when reality hits, traditions die.
Despite good weather, attendance this year was lower than it's been in a decade. UT Dallas economist Stephen Haynes:
it's not a lack of interest, it's a lack of disposable income.
Haynes calls it funflation, adding that it isn't just a Texas problem.
People are at their breaking point.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Quality Segway UT10 1000cc 105 horsepower UTVs for $9,999. The Homesteader Store was able to get a shipment of fresh in the crate 2024 camo UT10s at a special discount. We're passing that discount on to you. So before you spend a bunch of money on a certain brand name, check out these high quality Segway UT10s for $99.99. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals, plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always, we appreciate your business.
The cooler fall weather is here, and now is the time to get to Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua to update your fashions and footwear. Step into style with Mr. G's remarkable selection of boots, sneakers, and dress shoes. Cozy casuals to rugged work boots. They have it all. Refresh your wardrobe. Check out the great selection of dresses, sportswear, formal wear, and active wear. Get ready for a fashionable fall and winter season at Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and in Viroqua.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, Shoes Mr. G's.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
There is a freeze warning Friday from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. for the entire WRCO listening area. Look for partly cloudy and cool, clear and cool conditions tonight with a hard freeze, low 26. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow with light winds, high 53. And a few clouds with frost expected again tomorrow night, low 31. Currently in Richland Center, it's clear. The winds are out of the south southeast at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 43 degrees.
100.9 WRC.
Don't you try to tell me it's my fault. Then pick up every time I call. Days without eating, nights with no sleep. There's one thing keeping my mind off these things. It ain't what it was, just a little buzz. I miss you more than I'm drinking. You more than I'm drinking. I'm drinking.
It's 200 miles from Ole Miss. Said she had class, but she could skip. She'll stop for gas and pick up someone, but she'll be here by five. Yeah, she'll be here by five. She ain't the one that slammed the door and tore off in a truck. She ain't the one that made me feel like I ain't good enough. But someone's gotta help clean up the mess you went and made. So here's to friends, there to fix a heart they
off my lucky clover. been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain.
Just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rockers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in 1970. It'll be more fun than making a parachute out of a sandwich baggie for G.I. Joe and dropping him off the silo.
Do-do-do, looking out my back door. Green-eyed lady, lovely lady.
We hope you'll join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. All of your requests, trivia, and all kinds of radio fun. Join the party where the cool kids hang out Saturday night. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Cullian Water Conditioning, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Inspired Innovation Salon, and A&W of Boscobel.
And coming up shortly, we will be bringing you high school volleyball action. It's our regional action, round two, and it'll be Westby at Richland Center. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and that'll be starting right around 6:30. So coming up here shortly, right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
100.9 WRCO.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, a special pregame show as we lead toward WIAA postseason action. High school volleyball hitting the second level of the playoffs. And tonight, Westby takes on Richland Center in a level 2 WIAA match. This is the pregame show sponsored by Betesnik Power Sports.
Hi, Garrett here with Betesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Betesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Betesnik Power Sports.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
On WRCO, we're pleased to have members of the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country team on the eve of going to the sectional. Ryan Stadler is a senior on the team. Ryan, you had your last regular season practice. How did it go tonight?
It was good, something easy, and we're ready to go to the meet tomorrow.
Has it been an enjoyable year for you?
Yeah, it's been very enjoyable. Team atmosphere has been great this year, and our team's growing, so I'm always happy to see that.
You kind of feed off everybody's enthusiasm because it seems like you make each other better, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It really helps to have, you know, enthusiastic teammates who are ready to put in work and also to have fun, you know, so it always just makes the season better.
What was it like winning conference last week?
It was pretty awesome because we've lost Dodge Point for a number of years, and so we finally got him this year, and that felt pretty good.
What do you know about the course? What's Coach told you about Wisconsin Rapids Assumption and what you look forward to Friday?
He said the course isn't going to be too challenging, like a River Valley Spring Green meet, and he's told us about a few of our top competitors, Dodge Point being one of them, the same as conference, so we're looking out for a few other teams.
You know that you got to put in probably the best effort of the year, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the biggest prize on the line going to state, and I want to see our team make it. So
you got to have that extra kick. Do you, in the middle of the run, do you kind of realize that, hey, this is something special, we got it going, or hey, I need to wake up and kick it in here at the end?
Yes, yeah, that is like, you know, halfway through the race, you're realizing, you know, maybe I need to do something. You know, this is a big deal, and you know, my teammates, we're relying on them, and they're relying on us, and so you got to realize that, you know, you're a big part of the team.
Being a senior, it's a different role for you this year. Have you enjoyed that challenge?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sad to not have another season, but other than that, I've enjoyed, you know, teaching some of the younger guys and some of, you know, the younger teammates and members kind of about racing and what to do and what not to do. So it's been fun.
Great. Well, good luck at sectional. We hope that we hear good things on Friday night.
Thank you.
Ryan Stadler joining us at WRCO Sports. Clayton Lee joins us, a member of the Richland Center Ithaca cross country team. So here you go. You're ready for sectional coming up Friday night?
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready for sectionals, yeah.
You had a practice this week. What have you kind of been really looking at as far as you personally, Clayton?
Just making it back to state. That's my biggest goal. And then hopefully to get the team to state is another goal.
Have you had a good season? Has it been up to your expectations? Because I know you've kind of set the bar high during your high school years.
Yeah, it's leading up to my expectations. I wish I was a little bit faster than I usually am, but I can't complain. It's been a pretty good season.
I think last year you were kind of battling an injury, weren't you?
Yeah, it was. Mostly in my ankles. Now it's my knee that's been bothering me, which I've been going through that preseason, through the season so far, which it hasn't been too big of a problem.
It's been fun watching the times come in and how exceptional this year has been. And I know your freshman, Owen Dreyer, obviously you guys have kept pace with him, but talk about how everybody kind of makes everybody better on the team, don't they?
Yeah, everyone makes everyone better. Everyone just pulls each other. Everyone tries to work and tries to better themselves constantly. We, from the start, going into the season, our goal was going to state as a team, and I think that's always been every race, everyone's been trying to better and see how far we can get.
What was it like, that bus ride home after you won the conference meet?
It was pretty fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, I bet. Something to celebrate here. And, you know, you're a part of a little bit of history here. As a senior, that has to make you pretty proud, doesn't it?
It makes me very proud that we can do something for Ithaca and Richland Center and do it again, hopefully, next year, coming back and watching.
Right. What are your plans for next year, Clayton?
I plan on going to UW Oshkosh for athletic training, and hopefully I get the run up there, too.
Awesome. I can't believe how much you like running. You know, I always thought it was a punishment, but it's where you kind of thrive, isn't it?
Yeah, I love running. I've been running for about 8 to 7 years now, so it's in my blood.
So what is the secret here coming up on Friday night? What's going to put Richland Center Ithaca over the top if you're going to go to state?
I think we just have to stay determined. I feel like if we just put it into our mind of that we can do this, we can. And then if we all run our best race, I feel like we can make it.
Good. We'll go get it done, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Clayton Lee joins us on WRCO Sports. Rachel Waterfall and Pearl Fritz join us on WRCO Radio, and they're getting ready for the girls' portion of the meet on Friday night. Rachel, what are you looking forward to on Friday night the most?
I'm really excited to have our last race of the season and finish it out strong with the team.
What has been your favorite or your best race personally this year?
Riverdale is always a good meet. I ran my fastest time this season there, and that was a really fun race. Yeah.
You guys have had maybe a few injuries to deal with, but you had to kind of overcome those, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had a lot of injuries, and our Grace Fritz got injured this summer, so that's been hard. So we've been battling through a lot, but we've still had a good season, and we've made lots of progress. So.
And what about you, Pearl, in terms of your favorite race? What would that be this year?
My favorite race was probably the night meet in basketball. That one's always so much fun.
I know that you have some running in your background, you know, and your grandpa and your mom and all that stuff. Do they encourage you?
Yeah, definitely. My family's like my biggest supporters.
And looking at what you have to do if you're going to maybe get to the next level, as Coach said, giving you some tips what you'll have to do in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's given me a lot of advice.
Uh-huh. And what would that be?
Run fast. Run with the people you need to know and find your group of, like, the girls you need to run with. Maybe you'll have to make it through.
So you guys have some shots looking at the times here. Is there a time that you have in mind that you need to get to?
Ideally, like, 2015 or under 20, so somewhere in there.
What is your personal best this year, by the way?
2029.
Okay, so you're going to be close, aren't you?
Yes, very close.
Awesome. And what do you like the most about running?
I really like that I can do it with my family and friends. It's very fun when you can do it with people.
So you do it year-round?
Yeah, definitely.
And we've seen you in the swimming pool. How much does swimming help this sport?
Oh, I think it helps a lot, and especially when I was younger. I'm supposed to get back to swimming this winter more. I've, like, went on and off of swimming, but my goal this winter is to swim more. So okay. I think it helps a lot.
Well, good luck coming up on Friday night, okay?
Thank you so much.
And Rachel, what about you? What's your personal record been this year?
This year was a 23:14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to cut down the time a little bit on
yeah.
a Friday night?
Yes, that's the goal.
Great. And how much support, I mean, the boys team supports you guys, you support them. How much fun is that?
Yeah, it's really fun. We're definitely, yeah, it's fun to be at practice together and push each other and make each other laugh. So.
Yeah. Will you both go out for track then, or have you thought that far ahead?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I hope you do. Well, good luck on Friday night. We hope to see some good scores from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Rachel Waterfall joining us in Pearl Fritz. WRCO has more coming up.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608 608- 949-4488.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JW Ewing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
The WIAA volleyball tournament continues tonight with second round matches. Platteville from the Southwest Conference is representing at Edgewood tonight. Portage is at Mount Horem. In Division III matches, coming up, Richland Center and Westby. Also, Mineral Point will be playing Lancaster at home. Belleville is at River Valley. Cuba City hosts Darlington and Dodgeville at Marshall. In Division 4, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, Bangor at River Ridge, Wisconsin Heights at Cashton, and Riverdale is at Brookwood. In Division 5, Royal hosts North Crawford, Hillsboro at DeSoto, it's Seneca hosting Wanewoc Center, Wazika Steuben is at Highland. Also in D5, Argyle is hosting Benton, Potosi at Southwestern, Pecatonica is entertaining Monticello, and Belmont at Scholesburg. Second round matches tonight. The regional championships will be played coming up on Saturday. And tonight in high school soccer, matches include River Valley hosting Mayville. That one will kick off in just a little bit under the lights at Mueller Pitch in Spring Green. Coming up more on the pregame, pre-match show, we'll join Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson in just a moment.
Quality Segway UT10 1000cc 105 horsepower UTVs for $9,999. The Homesteader store was able to get a shipment of fresh in the crate 2024 camo UT10s at a special discount. We're passing that discount on to you. So before you spend a bunch of money on a certain brand name, check out these high quality Segway UT10s for $99.99. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader store.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at wccucreditunion.coop. Member NCUA, helping you build a better life.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right, your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Did you know that one in five people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson joins us. Jamie, looking back to the last part of the regular season, your last few matches, how do you think the team is playing?
I think the last week was a microcosm of our season, very up and down. We, for whatever reason, didn't match the energy that River Valley brought. River Valley definitely had intentions of getting back at us for us beating them at their place. They came in focused and motivated, and I thought actually we played fairly well. It's just we made our mistakes in bunches at the wrong time, where we didn't spread out our errors, where you can kind of recover from that. And it was like one player just, you know, struggled a little bit, bam, 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 and all of a sudden, before you know it, that's enough separation, and the set is over. But then on Thursday, I thought we played very well. We only missed two serves against Lancaster. We cut down on our errors. We had our second highest night in digs. I thought we played very well there. We came into the season, end of the season very well, the second half of the season. I think we ended up 16-6, that last stretch. So that's, builds some definitely good confidence and momentum heading into the tournament against Westby.
Yeah, with this match coming up here, you had a chance to watch them and scout them. And does that give them an advantage, having played one, or how do you look at it? Because you've had teams that have done both.
Yeah, I definitely think it does help, in that case, the other team, to get the tournament jitters out of the way. You just never know how a team's going to respond, where they got to – they had a feeling-out process last night against – some would say a weaker team based on the seeding. Westby is one of the higher ones, one of the first teams, one of the top teams in our sectional that had to play. And so they had one of the bottom teams in the sectional, and that, you're able to have that feeling out process. So I think that gives them a little bit of benefit, right away, those first few points, I think. But after that, it's a match is a match. There's definitely benefits to us saying, hey, we already got to the second round. Which is nice. Didn't have to face that stress. We have some injuries right now, so that definitely helped us, being able them to stay out of practice and ice and do what they need to do to recover. Not ideal to have those kind of injuries pop up really late like this, where we haven't really had a chance to, play through some things like that. So we'll see how we react that way, but it definitely helps and gearing up, and so we'll see how it comes out. But sometimes it's not always bad to play that first round if you have that clear advantage. But the advantage we had is we're automatically playing Thursday night, and it's a home game, so that'll be good.
Do they maybe resemble anybody else you've played in conference or otherwise this year, Jamie?
In some way, I really can't put a comparison to them. Because they're very, I don't want to say unique, but they swing hard. You hear the ball pop when they hit. And their style is like, it's not smoke and mirrors, as you say, or trick things. It's like, it's power, here it comes, stop us. They're two outsides, they've got some great hitters, on their team. This Von Felt and Berg are definitely the leaders of the pack. Von Felt, I mean, her whole body just snaps and generates power. And so whether they're in system or out of system, they're putting that ball high and they're just going and getting it and swinging away. They move that around a little bit there, but they're just bringing power and like, all right, block us. All right, dig it. I don't think you can. And they've got the power to do that. They've got a couple really good servers. They've got a few that I think that we definitely need to make sure we're getting a really good pass on, take advantage of those. I think we can, get three options on and just survive their couple tough servers that they have, and just hopefully we can get a good pass up and put them on the defensive. I think last night you got to see them be on the offensive all night long, and they just, did what they wanted. we're watching some other film, you know, they're still, because of their style, whether it's a free ball or a set ball, they're just throwing that thing high to the net and going and getting it. So there's, again, no surprises. It's just whether we can stop it or not.
Jamie Johnson, our guest on WRCO. We'll have more in a moment.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Jamie, as you look at tonight, taking on the Westby Norse, looking back on some of the season stats, is there a stat that sticks out about this year's Richland Center team that you're happy with or proud of?
To be honest with you, the stat that I'm happy with is that we're a 3 seed and got 23 wins with a fairly young, inexperienced team. We lost a lot of seniors, key seniors last year. Our seniors led the way, and those younger players stepped right in. I'm happy with that stat. Probably there to get 23 wins is a great season, you know, from that. We've done it a variety of ways. Some nights it's our passing. Some nights it's our hitting, our serves. You know, we've talked about this a little bit too. We're a team of runs. We can get really hot and we can get really cold. And trying to minimize that, we haven't figured out that situation yet where we can consistently stop those bigger runs. I think we've reduced the number of them, but we've also, again, been on the other side of things. I think our serving would probably be one of our stats. I don't necessarily know what our stat off the top of my mind there. I just know towards the end there, we need to serve better. And Westby did not miss a serve last night that I recall watching them, and they don't miss serves. So they don't give any freebies. So, you know, we really need to minimize our missed serves. If you're playing a team that's aggressive serving and you're aggressive serving, kind of balances out. But if you're playing a team that doesn't miss, you can't have more than 5 missed serves in a night, or it's going to be a hard, long night for you. And there's nights where we've definitely done that, but there's nights, too, where we've only had 2 or 3. I think if we only miss 2 or 3 or even 5, I think we'll be okay just because we're aggressive enough on our serves that we'll get some aces for it. I think that's the bigger ratio there is aces to missed serves. If you miss 5 serves but you got 10 or 12 aces, you'll take that all night. But if it's flipped around the other way, obviously that's not a good thing.
Yeah, you've seen that, and boy, what a momentum killer. If you have a service error, you know, you're starting to build momentum, all of a sudden it just kind of takes the air out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and especially in the 20 and on, we really locked in. We made some serving errors early on in the season in the 20s, and we've minimized that, and even going to that 5th set. You know, if this goes 5, which I think this could, I think people need to realize Westby beat the team, you know, beat Luther, who I felt was probably the top team in the sectional, just beat them last week. They've actually beat them twice now. Westby, you know, in an appeal situation, we ended up getting Westby, who's a very good team. It's not your typical team like, hey, you got the buy, you got this team. They're a very talented team, and it's going to be a hard-fought battle. And so hopefully if it does go 5, I think we may have a little bit more experience there, and we've been on the better side of it more lately, the second half of the season. Again, we've talked about and really focused on what do we need to do in those 5th set games to 15 and not missing serves like we did earlier in the year, which cost us some 5-set losses. We didn't do that now lately, so I think that helps too. So it's all a learning process, and we just got to put it together and play well.
Sounds good, Jamie. Good luck as you get ready for Westby.
Thank you.
Jamie Johnson joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
School Pep Band under the direction of Jeff Behrens prior to match time here in WIAA regional semifinal action. Westby coming in with a record of 19-14 overall. Richland Center at 23-14. We get ready for what we think will be a memorable night tonight. I think these teams are going to match up well, and we'll look forward to bringing it your way next on WRCO FM and Richland Center and WRCO.com.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. This message brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Here on the starting lineups for tonight's contest, first of all, for the visiting Westby Norse, starting at the middle hitter will be number 2, Aiden Frank, a junior. Number 3, Hayden Turin, a junior. Number 4, Maddie Von Felt, a senior. Number 5, Ava Berg, a senior. Taylor Davison, number 7, a senior. And Kelsey Nedlin, a senior. Starting for the Richland Center Hornets tonight, junior, number 10, Elevie Weiss. Number 12, a freshman, Adeline Wirtz. Number 20, a sophomore, J.C. Gandier. Number 21, sophomore, Ella Clements. Number 22, senior, Rainey Walsh. And number 23, senior, Danica Pauls. The libero player is number 11, Tatum Razick. First serve is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The opening stanza. Looks like Rainey Walsh will start serving for the Hornets as we get this one underway in front of a nice crowd here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Westby in serve-receive mode. It must be a big match because pitcher Nate is here tonight. First serve is fielded by Westby. They'll work it to the left side. Davison brings it right, and then they'll